American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 447. Here is the translated text as follows: William Wems and seven others. James Brewer. I saw Kilroy on the custom house steps. Kilroy pushed me with his bayonet. I heard several guns fired. James Bailey. I saw Montgomery, Carroll, and White there. I saw Montgomery fire first. I think Montgomery killed Addix. Addix was about 15 feet from him over the gutter. I did not apprehend myself or the soldiers in danger from clubs, sticks, snowballs, or anything else. I saw a person strike Montgomery at the corner of Royal Exchange Lane. Addix was not the person. Richard Palms. Hearing a disturbance in King Street, I was told I had better not go down. I said I will, and try to make peace. I also saw Montgomery there. The stick that struck Montgomery was thrown, I apprehended. Montgomery stepped back and then fired. I heard seven or eight guns, but did not count them. It was 7 or 8 seconds between the first and second gun. As the last gun went off, Montgomery pushed at me with his bayonet, and I struck him with my cane and struck the gun down. The bayonet stuck in the snow and the gun fell out of his hand. I slipped and fell, but quickly recovered. Montgomery attempted again to push me with his bayonet. I threw my cane at him and ran. Montgomery attempted to push me a third time, and in that attempt, he fell. This gave me an opportunity to get out of his way, or I had been run through the body. John Danbrook, I saw Hartigan, Montgomery, and Carroll there. I stood about 10 or 12 feet from Montgomery. I saw no stick strike him, but a little stick flew over our heads. I was looking at Montgomery when he fired. I saw men fall. I did not hear the second gun, but supposed that by one of the guns, Addix fell. I stooped to see if the mulatto was dead, then turned around and saw another man fall. Addix at that time was near me, at my left, leaning on his stick. Frederick Bass. When I got into King Street, I saw Montgomery there. I saw him push his bayonet at a man that stood near him. I drew back into the trees, and in a minute, Montgomery fired. Thomas Wilkinson, I went down to King Street when I heard the noise. I was not apprehensive of danger. I heard a command to fire given twice. Seven guns went off and one flashed. I saw no snowballs, ice, oyster shells, or anything else thrown by the people. If I had, I should have thought myself in danger and have retreated. I heard two or three cheers before the party came down, but none afterwards. Josiah Simpson. I saw White, Wems, Warren, and Hartigan under arms that night. I heard 8 guns fired. Nathaniel Fosdick, upon going down King Street, the first salutation I had was the pressing of soldiers behind me with the points of their bayonets, crying out, "Damn your blood, stand out of the way." When the first gun was fired, the second man from the right pushed his bayonet at me and wounded me in the breast. Before this, two different